By the time I was 12, my dad and I were in a really bad car accident where we got hit by a drunk driver, and I woke up in the hospital with two broken arms, broken leg, broken wrist, broken thumb, broken ankle, broken foot. Two of my arms had casts, one cast up to my hip. One of the first things I asked for was my little acoustic guitar. Even though my fingers only stuck out like about an inch out of the cast, I could still reach one string on the guitar. So my doctor encouraged me to play while I was in the hospital and through the wheelchair therapy and crutches and corrective shoes and all that. The guitar was a very welcome companion. You know, as we know now, music can really help us through difficult times, and it really helped me. It was a great place for my spirit to go, and it was also really good for my circulation while my hands were in these casts so that they didn't atrophy and stuff. So I ended up writing a song when I was 12 on one string, the high E string of the guitar, because it was the only string I could reach with my hands in the cast because I couldn't reach the rest of the string. And I ended up putting that song on the Grammy-nominated Acoustic Planet album. My doctor's name was Elizabeth. I call it E. Elizabeth song. Actually, the title is Center of Courage. Now, Center of Courage came from a place in Minneapolis where they take people who have been in serious car accidents and stuff. It's called Center of Courage because a lot of times the recovery process is difficult and challenging. And the reason I called it that is I had a connection to one of the patients there. When I first played Minneapolis, the limo driver that took me to the hotel said that his friend wanted to come to my concert, but he couldn't because they wouldn't let him out of the hospital yet. I said, well, what happened to him? And he goes, well, he was hit by a drunk driver, which is what happened to me, right? Friend was on a motorcycle. He was hit by a drunk driver. He'd been in the hospital, and he was so messed up that he was in a wheelchair, could barely move his hands. He had those one of those halo casts, same thing around the, and they wouldn't let him out of the hospital yet. And so I told the limo driver, I said, man, if you can give me a ride and figure out, you know, make it okay with the hospital after my concert, let's go over there and we'll do a concert for your friend. So we went to the hospital afterwards, and it was just him, the limo driver, and the hospital staff found us a little room, a little conference room, and I set up my guitar and stuff, and I played for him, and I told him the song about the eagle, and you could just see his eyes, you know, light up because he was imagining the whole story behind the music. And, you know, that was that. Well, about 6 months later, I get this letter that wasn't in the best handwriting, but it was the first letter he was able to write once he regained control of his hand enough to write. And he wrote me a letter saying how much the music inspired him, and it got him through that difficult time. The fact that someone came in and cared about him and gave him that time and turned him onto that music the way I was turned onto music, you know, in the hospital. He said it really helped him when he was going through his therapies. He'd play my music and it would help motivate him. And anyway, I just thought that was so sweet that he wrote me this letter. Well, the story gets better because almost a year to the day from that first concert, I go back to Minneapolis to play again. And it's the exact day that this guy is getting out. And it was his first day out of the hospital was the day that we were doing our concert in Minneapolis. So we got on the radio, and we mentioned it, and one of these guys with a Harley Davidson and a sidecar called the radio station and said, hey, I'll go pick him up on the bike and take him to your concert. So this guy goes to the hospital, picks this guy named Lee up, puts him in the sidecar of the Harley, and takes him to my show. You know, first day he got out of the hospital, he comes to my concert. So ever since then, he's been a kind of an inspiration, and that's why the song was called Center of Courage, you know, and it was the song that was originally written by me in the hospital, but I sort of dedicated it to all those people like Lee that has to go through that and how music can help them through that.